how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
too late. The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Okay, we're on. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, Rick Adams, and yes, indeed, we are here tonight on this Wednesday night edition of the program, and a very busy week, as you know. Tonight will be no exception to that rule. We have invited back for a while Reverend Lindsay Williams, author of the book The Energy Non-Crisis, and many other books and videos that he offers here whenever he comes on the program. Well, Lindsay Williams is going to join us in just a few moments. He's just returned from another trip to another country south of the border, and he will report on that visit and what, of course, is happening today. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, the Federal Reserve Board voted to once again reduce interest rates by a quarter percentage point. And this is the second time now in about 6 weeks that they have done this. And immediately the media and the Fed and all of the so-called financial analysts seized upon the moment and said, look, 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 the stocks have surged. Up 130 points. My goodness, look at the wonderful news. And yet not one of them has given us an intelligent or proper analysis of what is actually happening to the dollar. Not one. It is amazing. When you think of just how gullible a nation can be and how monopolistic, how truthless the media are, how vile in their absolute disinformation campaign about the destruction of the currency, then you realize that we are in deeper trouble than we thought. And that is the reality, ladies and gentlemen. The reality is that this nation is a sinking ship. It is a financial Titanic. And we must address that, and we must address the entire malaise with a holistic assessment. And we'll do that with Lindsay Williams when we come back from the first break. I notice that, of course, oil prices, again, are continuing to rise, and I understand that the prices on the dollar are rising because the dollar is falling. But we have some artificial manipulations here of the markets on the international scene, with only a handful of oil companies left that are running the show. And Mr. Vice President, as I said the other night, Dick Cheney said, don't worry about it. We can weather the storm. After all, our economy today is much, much better able to adjust to these price surges. Well, I'm sure his economy is, and he's profiting from it, no doubt about it. How do you feel about it? We'll talk about it. Stay tuned. Lindsay Williams will be with me when we return. Hop on the line soon. Don't wait till the end of the segments here. That he'll be with us for at least an hour and a half tonight for an update on the world financial and energy situation. So you jump aboard. 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll return in 3 minutes.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Today, we're all going to learn a new term. It's only two words. Now listen closely. Can all of you say constructive fraud?
Constructive fraud!
Stage? Okay. Alrighty, hey, we're back now. I can say it. Can you say it? Constructive fraud. Well, we have Lindsey Williams with us now on the line. Energy non-crisis man. Here he is. Lindsey Williams, welcome back.
Thank you, Rick, for letting me be on your show tonight. What an honor and a privilege. And you know, so many things have happened since I was with you about month and a half ago. It's almost unbelievable. $94.13 a barrel crude oil. Unbelievable.
And Dick Cheney says that's nothing to be concerned about. We can adjust to it.
Oh, I'm quite sure he's wanting us to adjust to where he wants it to go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know where they wanted to go. I didn't back in those days. I remember the day that I watched the Gull Island oil field brought in and proven. It's in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, mm-hmm. entitled If Gull Island Doesn't Blow Your Mind, This Will. Mm-hmm. And after I saw that happen, I asked, and then, of course, within 24 hours' time, all the information about that Gull Island oil field on the north slope of Alaska on our own soil up on the Arctic Ocean in Alaska, one of our states. And after it was brought in, they classified the information and said that I shouldn't say too much about it. Then a little later, a few weeks after that maybe, I asked Ken Fromm one day, the senior executive with Atlantic Richfield, who allowed me in the room that day with the top eight oil company officials probably in the world as they were watching this brought in. And I said, Ken, America could be energy independent. We don't need any more Arab oil. Why don't you go ahead and release that oil and let America's great American dream happen again?
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget his answer, Rick. He said, we aren't going to release the oil from the Gull Island field until we get crude oil to the price where we want it. Then he said, we'll release it. Now, at the time, he didn't say what that price was. I know what it is now. $150 a barrel. That's where they want it to go.
Mm-hmm.
Then that huge oil field in Utah, one in Colorado, known oil field on the North Slope of Alaska that they had known was there since 1976. Every bit of that could be released when they get it to $150 a barrel. Now, that's what Mr. Cheney is talking about.
Mm.
Oh, we can weather this until we get, we're perfect, $150 a barrel. Now, Rick, let's just be reasonable for a moment or two. $60 a barrel a few weeks ago, $60 a barrel, and the price at the gas pump was $3 a gallon. Now, $94.13 a barrel, and it's still $3 a gallon. I'm going to make a prediction. Watch it, folks. In order to make up the difference between $60 a barrel and $94 a barrel, as soon as home heating oil and the cutback on the production of gasoline takes place just in time for the Christmas holidays, you must see 50 to 75 cents increase at the price of the gas pump to make up the difference between $60 and $94.13 a barrel oil. It's going to happen. Mark my words, fill up all your home tanks. You're going to need it because it's going there.
Well, Lindsay, we've been seeing this now for the past 2 or 3 years that you've been on the program, and we've been seeing the fear peddlers, and the we know their plans and ambitions are real, all too real, to attack Iran and to go throughout the Middle East eventually. However, we haven't seen an invasion yet. We haven't seen a provocation yet. These guys at the top are too busy stirring up fear and manipulating the markets so that they can reap billions and billions of dollars based on that fear and use it as an excuse to raise oil prices. I mean, isn't it a you talk about a Jesse James and a Ponzi scheme. Man, they were pikers compared to these people.
Oh, positively. But, you know, it still, Rick, only costs $5 a barrel to get the oil out of the ground.
That's exactly
right. In Saudi Arabia, it costs $3 a barrel to get the oil out of the ground at Prudhoe Bay. That has not changed one iota. So who is making this exorbitant price?
Oh, it must be the Arabs. Must be the Palestinians.
Well, what a joke. We know who that in-between person is, don't we? Well,
oh,
Rick,
yes.
Let me tell you some of the experiences I've had just in the past few weeks.
And yes, you've been traveling again, too. Sure.
Yeah, these things relate to oil, yet on the other hand, they don't relate to oil. And then on, as we get into the program, by the time people wonder who in the world this crackpot is up here trying to say all of this, then I'll give them some credibility so they'll know what my background is.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, let's just go in. I just finished recently a trip to Cancun, Mexico. We had quite a few hundred people there from many different countries of the world. They had to meet outside the United States of America in order to have the 30 speakers that they had over a seven-day period. And I came back from Cancun and only stayed home for a few days and went to Panama. That's where the Panama Canal is. And we had another very similar convention sponsored by another group. And, Rick, did I learn something one day. We had this convention at what they call a five-star hotel. They said it was the nicest hotel in Panama. They called the Intercontinental Playa Bonita Hotel. And somebody said to me one day, they said, look directly across the street from this nice hotel. And so I looked across the street, and I said, it's a runway. It's for airplanes. They said, yes. I said, what's so significant about that, Rick? If I had not seen this with my own eyes and heard it from the person who lives in Panama, I would have had trouble believing it. They said, look across the road. They said that was a former United States Air Force base. And they said it has just been sold to a British consortium, Great Britain now, a British consortium And they said, look, they're putting up that big, tall fence all the way around. And they were. I mean, from one end to the other, putting up this big, tall fence. I said, well, what is that? They said, this has been bought by this British consortium, and it is going to be the free trade zone for the North American Union. I stood, wait a minute. I said, what are you talking about? They said, this is where they're going to bring the airplanes in from China, from Asia, from other places all over the world. And they said, this is being designated. It said, none of these products can be sold here in Panama. But they said, this big tall fence is going up, and the planes will come in here. They'll transport it all over America, Canada, Mexico, other places. And they said, this has been designated. This is where they can bring the big airplanes in, designated as the free trade zone for the North American Union.
Mm-hmm.
These elitists are rushing forward with this thing so rapidly, it is almost unbelievable. But, Rick, all this fits together with something. And I'm so glad that your listeners are out there tonight, because what has happened with the dollar? The dollar today went to the lowest point that it has ever been mm-hmm. in the history of the United States of America in relation to the Canadian currency, the English pound, to the euro, the lowest points it's ever been. I mean, it is literally falling out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
It's disintegrating before our eyes. And all of this is a part of the plan of the elitist, which Lou Dobb talked about on CNN News in 7 programs he's done on the North American Union. And every bit of this is a part of totally destroying the dollar so that they can bring in the Amero.
And
they want a new currency in the United States
absolutely.
Of America.
Absolutely.
And so a person told me down in Panama when I was there, and this, by the way, this was just a week ago. I was in Panama,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
In Panama City, and a person said to me, they said, they said, we would never accept something in the place of the American greenback. They said, we've had that so long. And I said, yes, you will. And they said, well, how? I said, whenever the dollar disintegrates to the point that its purchasing power is so low that it would take a wheelbarrow load of dollars, paper dollars, to go to the grocery store and buy a loaf of bread, I said, you will beg the Federal Reserve to give you a new currency. That's exactly what they're doing right mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. They are collapsing the value of the dollar to the point that the American people will be so destitute that they will beg them for an exchange of currency.
And it's all because of the grand design of the central banking system, and yet every single so-called news analyst and financial guru that I've read, from MSNBC to all of the others, are all singing the praises of the Federal Reserve banking conspiracy and how wonderful it is and what a wonderful job they're doing of helping to stabilize, their words, the economy. And I'm saying, my God, you know, it's amazing that people are walking around with their heads up in the air and their finger in their nose and not being able to understand what's going on. Now, they know better. They say, wait a minute, but my friend, my neighbor just lost his job. And he's going to have to take a job at one-third the pay, if he can get it, that he was working for. He has a mortgage to pay, which he's not going to be able to pay. I may be next. Prices are going through the roof, and they're telling me that we have turned the corner. George Bush is saying, don't worry, we have turned the corner. Things are looking up. Things are getting better. The economy is stabilizing. They're not buying it now because it's so ridiculous, Lindsay, as to defy imagination how anybody could be that gullible.
How can people possibly believe the lies and the false figures that are coming out of Washington, D.C., intentionally by design plan?
Absolutely.
Now, watch this. Never in my lifetime has Walmart or Target had their Christmas sales beginning the day after Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow morning, Walmart and Target, both our biggest retailers in America, both of them open up tomorrow morning with their Christmas sales.
Yes.
They've never done this until after Thanksgiving. Why are they doing it? They're in trouble. Their sales are down so low.
Absolutely. And Lindsay, this is Halloween night, so I just want to say that it's about time we all sit down and watch the movie Frankenstein Must Be Destroyed. That's the system, the Federal Reserve System, on this horrifying night
All right, Lindsay Williams is my guest, and we will take calls for Lindsay in the program. Jump aboard the Energy Non-Crisis. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
And we are back. Yes, indeed. It's a monstrous evening tonight. The monsters are really in Washington. They're in the financial markets. They run the Federal Reserve and the media, as we can see now. Lindsay Williams has attested. And Lindsay, you and Bob Chapman and a handful of others that come on this program regularly are men who have a track record that is virtually impeccable. Things you've been saying and predicting are coming to pass every day, and these people continue to deny your existence in the media. They continue to deny us, the American public, the facts as to what is happening with the dollar. And it's almost like it just doesn't exist. And now, they've said that. I mean, you got guys like Mr. Pastor of the Council on Foreign Relations and saying that all of this is just some sort of a conspiracy theory, and the vice president says he's not part of the federal government anyway, and why would he be part of that? And George Bush says this conspiracy theorist, and we would never do anything to harm our country, would we? So here we are, 2007, rapidly approaching 2008, and a purported election year, and I think we are on the threshold now, Lindsay, of some very, very big happenings in the next 12 months. What say ye? Go ahead. Please continue, Lindsay.
Well, they must collapse the dollar. must completely go to zero. In fact, I think it was so significant that one of our presidential candidates, you know, who I'm speaking of, the only one out there that's decent.
Yes.
Ron Paul made the statement last week. He said the dollar is going to zero. That's right. I was on a radio show in Jacksonville, Florida the other day, and the state chairman for the Ron Paul committee called in, and he said Ron Paul made the statement last week that the dollar is going to zero. Now, I saw some of this as to what the result is. We went to Panama, where the Panama Canal is. We went to the country of Panama a few days early and stayed a few days after the seminar because we just wanted to look around, see the Panama Canal. After all, it's one of the seven wonders of the world. But before the seminar started, and our hundreds of people went in, and after the seminar was over, the resort was empty. I mean, it was literally forsaken. I couldn't believe it. Mm. Here is a resort with hundreds of rooms, and there was nobody there. I thought, well, where are the people? Then we came back on Continental Airlines from Panama to Houston, Texas. You know, Rick, I haven't been on an airplane like this in years and years where the seats were so empty I could lay down and take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my entire family was with me.
Mm-hmm.
My son, my wife, and I were all on the airplane. Airplanes just don't fly with a third of the people in them anymore. There were so many vacant seats in the airplane, all three of us laid down, took a nap for 4 hours from Panama back to Houston, Texas.
Oh, my.
I mean, it positively is affecting tourist trade. It's affecting people's ability to be able to purchase. The dollar is so low, you go to another country and pay $7 or $8 for a Big Mac somewhere. I mean, it is unbelievable what this is, and the average American has not the slightest idea what we're in a mess. But I must touch on another subject. So many things happened, Rick, on this trip to Panama until I came back so knowledgeable about many things. At the convention were people from many countries of the world. At this Panama, where I was a speaker at the convention in Panama, and one of them was an ambassador from another country. And there was also a gentleman there from the country of Pakistan, a businessman, fairly wealthy. And after my presentation, the first of the week, he couldn't stay away. He just kept talking all the time. And I said, well, why are you so interested in my synopsis of the elitist, the people who run the world? He said, Chaplain, I want you to know, he said, I'm from Pakistan. He said, Iran already has a nuclear bomb. I said, what? I mean, what proof do you have of this? I said, I thought that they couldn't make enough enriched uranium fast enough to get it ready right now. No, he said, that's not it. He said, Pakistan has already given Iran the nuclear bomb. He said, they already have secured it from the country of Pakistan. I said, wait a minute. Are you telling me that if we invade Iran, we could possibly have a nuclear war? Oh, he said, positively. He said, one of the worst things your president could ever do is to invade Iran. He said, you are going to lose soldiers and ships like you can't believe. He said, Iran already has the bomb. We in Pakistan saw to it that they were able to get it. And he said, Chaplain, I just hope, and you better hope, that your president does not go in there and invade Iran. Rick, I came back almost shaking in my shoes at what I heard and saw from people from other countries in the world.
Yes.
And the only people in the world that don't know that the American dollar is on the verge of collapse is America.
That's right. No question about that. This Iranian situation is no cakewalk, and it will not be a pleasant experience if it comes to fruition. But you see, these people in control in Washington and those that control them are the real madmen, not the Ahmadinejads of the world, not those that are in Iran making speeches and questioning things that should be questioned, but the real madmen are those that are in the driver's seat, stirring up hatred and resentment and fear, as they did in the 1930s. It's the same thing, the worldwide depression followed by worldwide war. We'll be back with you, Lindsey Williams, and let you continue. We'll take calls. Stay tuned, those of you on the line. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network with Lindsey Williams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
All righty, we're back now. Lindsay Williams is with me. And Lindsay, we'll take calls in a few moments, but I wanted you to have a chance to fully give us your report on what you saw and heard recently and what you're seeing now in the nation. Just on the economic and energy front, never mind the legislation that's coming out of Congress as well. Go ahead.
Well, the North American Union is positively a reality. The elitists of the world are driving forward with this, and they're not slowing down one bit. Their timetable of 2010, I have no doubt but that they're going to meet it. They're bypassing the Constitution. They're bypassing the Congress of the United States of America. If I had not seen what I saw in Panama, I knew that the North American Union was for real. I've lectured on it in many places around the country. But to actually see the airport where they plan to bring in things from all over the world and then distribute them to Canada, the United States, and Mexico, believe me, it was a revelation. And then to see what's happening to the dollar and the fact that people are having trouble abroad. Then, of course, today, after the close, gold went to $800.70. Yep. It's unbelievable. It shows the value of the dollar and how it's diminishing. But, Rick, the thing is, the average person does not know why this is happening. So let me try for the next few moments, if I can, mm-hmm. to explain why all of this is taking place. There is a reason for this, and there's a reason why it's happening. And, of course, the reason that I learned happened to me 35 years ago is where it all began, when I had executive status with the nine major oil companies that built the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. For 3 years' time, sat with the elitist of the world, the people that you hear about in the World Bank, in the IMF, and the top oil company officials of the world. And I heard them talking about what they were going to do, what they were doing, what they had done. And I heard them describing what would take place in the future. And they have carried out everything meticulously, exactly as they said they were going to do it, because they had chosen crude oil in the early 60s as a method of controlling the world. So I'm going to start with this. Having given some background there that will at least establish some credibility so that people will understand how I'm able to give what I'm about to say, we need to know why all of this is taking place, because they're completely misleading us as to what the real purpose and idea behind this is. The first thing is, if you remember one thing that I say in the program tonight, please remember this one statement, jot it down, listen to the buzzwords, and be sure that you analyze this in the future in relation to what's happening. The standard currency of the world is crude oil. Not the dollar, nor the euro, nor the ruble. The standard currency of the world is crude oil. Now, watch this and remember, just think back a few years, and this will come home to you, and it'll be like a picture for the first time. You see a lot of pieces of puzzle out here. But watch the picture. When the oil-producing countries of the world stop using the dollar as the standard currency for the trade of crude oil, the dollar began to collapse. Since crude oil has been a major issue in the world, since back in the early 60s and a little bit before, and when the Arab oil fields were produced back in those days, the only currency ever used up until last year for the sale and trade of crude oil worldwide was the American dollar. It was as sound as the dollar. It was a standard currency. But when one nation after the other opted out of using the dollar as the currency for the trade of crude oil, remember the time, that's when the dollar began its slide. And now watch what has happened. The first country was Iran, March the 20th of 06. And they said, we aren't using the dollar anymore. We're going to another currency for the sale of our oil. On the heels of Iran was Venezuela. On the heels of Venezuela was Nigeria. And they said, once we run out Shell Oil Company, we are going to use another currency. Then Bolivia. Then Russia came along on May the 11th of 06 and said, no more. We're going to use the ruble. And in November of last year, Russia equaled Saudi Arabia in the output of crude oil. Now, Saudi Arabia came along on Friday, September the 21st, just recently, of 2007, and said, we are contemplating the OPEC and the other Arab oil countries of going to other currencies. And they made an outright threat, and they have already begun doing it, using other currencies beside the dollar. This has literally decimated the dollar to the point that it hit the lowest point this morning, the 31st of this month, October. The mm-hmm. dollar hit the lowest point it's ever been in the history of the United States mm-hmm. of America against other currencies, to the point that on September the 26th of 07, this floored me when I saw it. September the 26th of 07, Egypt and Israel sent communiques to the White House in Washington requesting that their foreign aid money be given to them in euros, not in dollars. I mean, the audacity of these people. We give them this money in foreign aid, and they said, would you please give it to us in euros? I mean, this is beyond thinking, because they said the dollar now is worth so little. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw billionaire Warren Buffett. Now, I'm going to give you the date on this. You go back and look this up. You'll find it on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, the 25th of October. This is just a few days ago.
Yeah.
The wealthiest man on the face of the earth, Warren yep. Buffett, He said, mm-hmm. South Korea stocks offer better value than other world currencies.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, we are still negative on the dollar. We bought stocks in companies that are earning their money in other currencies. And Warren Buffett indicated that he has intentions of moving his money out of the American dollar and moving it into other currencies. Mm-hmm. And then came along Jim Rogers, again, one of the wealthiest men on the face of the earth. He's B-Lan Industries, Inc. And I'm going to read his exact statement. He said, I'm in the process, I hope in the next few months, of getting all my assets out of U.S. dollars. The wealthiest man on the face of the earth, one of the second wealthiest men on the face of the earth, they're moving out of the dollar. They know it's going to collapse. They know exactly what's taking place with the dollar, and so they're moving out. Now, at this point, I must pause long enough before I go to my next statistic to say, folks, please, I beg of you, would you allow me to give you a survival guide? Yes, you heard me correctly. I would like to give you, now this is not a pamphlet. This is not just one or two pages. This is a full guide. We have provided it. We are giving it to you as a gift. We will even pay the postage to get it to you. You do not have to buy it. Would you let me give you a survival guide at no cost? Everything that you could ever possibly want. I mean, I can't think of a thing that you would ever need in the case of a national emergency that's not in the survival guide. We have taken a few years, really, to put it all together. In the past few months, we've compiled it to the point that we want to give you, and many of the pages, by the way, are in color, a survival guide that will help you in time of disaster of any kind, whatever it may be, whether it be a monetary disaster, a physical disaster, another 9/11. And in a moment or two, I'll give you an 800 number on that. But let me go back now and show you what the United States U.S. Treasury, these are their reports. I'm reading it to you exactly as it came from the United States Treasury, the month of August. Now, please jot these down if you have pencil out there in the listening audience.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. requires $70 billion a month in capital inflow to cover its current account deficit. $70 billion inflow. In other words, other nations must buy treasury bills, bonds, Federal Reserve issues to the point of $70 billion a month just to cover our $9 trillion national debt. Data from the U.S. Treasury shows an outflow. That meant, and I'll show you what this is in a moment. In the month of August, there was an outflow of $163 billion. Now listen, what happened? Asian investors dumped treasury bonds to the tune of $52 billion during the month of August alone.
Mm-hmm.
$72 billion, led by Japan,
yep,
who dumped $23 billion. They're selling. They're getting out of the dollars as fast,
yes,
as they can.
They're bailing out, yes.
They're bailing out. China bailed out at $14.2 billion. Taiwan bailed out at $5 billion. This is the month of August alone. There was an outflow from the Treasury of the United States of America. Not from the Treasury, but from selling our T-bills, our bonds, our Treasury issues of $163 billion. And that do you realize that we're on the verge of a total financial collapse if this continues? The Arab countries now say they don't want our dollar, the third largest oil field in the world. Iran says they don't want our dollar. And here we are sitting with the dollar at the lowest point it's ever been in the history of the United States of America. And, folks, please, I beg of you, would you jot this 800 number down and let us give you a free survival guide? The number is 800-321-2900. Now, I have prepared this so that you can know what to do. There is no need to ever be afraid if you know what to do about it. There's no need to fear if you take precautions first. The Bible says, and Rick, you and I both believe the Word of God is the supreme word in all of this world, and
mm-hmm.
I'm sure many of you are listening out, audience
mm-hmm.
out there does. The Word of God says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. There's no reason to lose sleep at night. there positively is no reason for you to look behind bushes or to be afraid. From what I'm telling you, you can use all of this as a reason to do something about it right now so that you can prepare for your household, your dinner table, the people in your home, and you can right now, if you'll take action, you can prepare yourself so that you can live the lifestyle you want to live after the dollar collapses. Now it's going to collapse. And the same people that issue our present dollar will issue the new Amero. And when they do, if you're ready and you've made preparation, you see, when the gasoline goes up to $4, $5, $6 mm-hmm. and $7 a gallon, why don't you begin right now cutting back on some of your driving? There are things that you can do now to make precautions mm-hmm. for later, and if you'll take action. So I've done two things. First of all, we want you to have our free survival guide regardless of whether you buy any of my materials or not. We will even pay the postage to ship it to you. But would you allow me to make an offer that I have to do it? I've been doing it now for about a month's time because, and I did it in Panama when we were down there. I feel such an urgency because I love our country. Back when I first started appearing on your shows, Rick, I had four DVDs. I think back in those days it was VCRs.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I sent them to you. You viewed them. Now, back those days we charged a certain price for those four VCRs. I have now nine, not four, but nine, and the price hasn't gone up one penny. Nine. Let me tell you the new ones that we've just prepared. One is on the North American Union. Now, do you want to be able to tell your friends about what the elitists are doing, as you'll see Lou Dobbs and Jim Cramer and other people tell this story right over national news as to what they know is happening? Or we have prepared a DVD so you can do that. I have a financier in Seattle, Washington, who prepared a two-hour DVD just for me to give away, not sell, but to give away on radio programs, what you can do financially to prepare yourself right now in light of what the elitists have in mind. Everything that you need to do financially, I mean, from beginning to end, you must see this, and I'm going to give it to you as a gift when you buy my four DVD set. Mm-hmm. I will give you five additional DVDs, which means that you will have nine DVDs. There's one DVD, and they're prepared by a person who was a Nobel Prize nominee that has been to almost every country in the world. He knows more about alternative health than any man I've ever met in my life. I use his products myself, but I'm not advertising his products. I just want you to hear this man. I asked him to prepare for me a two-hour DVD, and he did, and we're going to give it to you as a gift. What are you going to do when you don't have the medical system out there and the dollar collapses and you have to provide for yourself and take care of yourself and your household
mm-hmm.
Physically?
That's right.
And here is a two-hour DVD to tell you how to do it. We're going to give you, as a gift, five DVDs when you buy my original four DVD set. We will give you five as a gift. We only buy four, but I'm giving you five additional ones, which means you'll have nine DVDs, 15 hours of digital quality DVD viewing, a complete home library. Honestly, everything in banking, oil, finance, health, farming, what's happened to the farmers. Oh, my
mm-hmm.
goodness.
Yes.
The farmers can't farm past $3 a gallon on diesel fuel. And there's going to be some major repercussions in the grocery store within the next year to a year and a half. Now, I beg of you, we want to give you the survival guide, regardless of whether you buy my DVDs or not. Call the number and ask for that. But please get my nine DVD set. You only buy four. I'm giving you five additional ones, nine total in the set. Operators are standing by even yet tonight. You can know every issue. There is no need to be worried. If you know what to do and take advantage of it right now, you do not have to be a middle class that is destroyed by the elitist, but you must know what to do. Please dial this number. The number is 800. It doesn't cost a penny, by the way. This is toll-free number. The number is 800-321-2900. Now, that's the number where you can get the free survival guide. It's also the number where you can, if you wish, order my nine DVD set. You only purchase four. I give you five as a gift. And again, the number is 800-321-2900. I have asked operators to be standing by tonight. That's right. I asked my office staff to stay up late just because of this program. I called them this morning and asked them. So there are operators standing by right now if you wish to call them. 800-321-2900.
Amen. You know, Lindsay, the material you offer is from a variety of sources, and everything is so professionally done, as you've said. And I know that I've been able to use them on cable TV, public access. People who are doing that now, buying them, they know there's no copyright or anything. They can use them to get the word out. Now the need really is more critical, that people understand the need for survival, not the need just to be able to overcome the crises of the hour, but to survive with your family. So it is important that you heed what Lindsay Williams is telling you tonight. He is one of many of our guests that have been saying this now for too long. And don't put it off another minute. Get prepared, ladies and gentlemen. Now's the time. We'll take calls when we come back to our listeners. 1-800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Now with Lindsay Williams, my guest. Lindsay, are you ready to take a few calls?
Yes, Rick.
Let's go
do.
Right to the phones, all right? People have questions for you and comments, and let's start with Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Lindsay.
Hi, Ernie.
How are you today?
Great.
Well, your presentation on what happened in Panama is very much on point, but I read this article in the American Free Press by Jim Tucker early June about the results and highlights of the Bilderberg meeting in Istanbul. And in that meeting, there was an agreement by the administration to the Law of the Sea Treaty, and today our U.S. Senate Committee on Foreign Relations voted 17-4 to give the U.N. jurisdiction over the oceans, mm-hmm. over land-based pollution sources in the U.S., or to give them jurisdiction over U.S. industry indirectly from pollution caused by land-based sources. Also to give the U.N. international taxing authority, so we will end up paying an indirect tax to the U.N. at some point. In addition, there was discussion of the North American Union not proceeding at a pace quick enough to implement that 2010 date that you mentioned. But also Mr. Kissinger talked about the American Union. And when you were in Panama, did you hear about the American Union? And before you answer that, I mean, this is bigger than the North American Union, Central and South America being included. But the other thing, you talked about RAND not accepting the dollar anymore. This was around March of 06 in your comments. But didn't Saddam Hussein also, prior to the U.S. invasion, bring that up as an issue, and that he would no longer accept the dollar and threaten the U.S., and then shortly thereafter we started this aggressive war against Iraq?
Yes. In fact, this actually had its beginning during the Carter administration when I was Secretary of State, went abroad, and he asked every major oil-producing country in the world, we will buy oil from you. We will make you wealthy. I have a number of requests. One of them was, you denominate in American dollars, sales. Secondly, that you take a certain portion of everything that we give you in purchasing your oil and turn around and buy our Federal Reserve issues or our securities, our T-bills, and so on. There were two countries that even back then said positively, we will not do this. One was Saddam Hussein, and that's the reason we had to go into Iraq. There were no weapons of mass destruction there. What a joke. And Iran was the other country that would not sign on the dotted line. So, yes, this began many years ago, and now, of course, has finally come to a head.
Right. Now, what's so troubling to me is NAFTA, the passage of NAFTA 93-94, and the free trade and not fair trade, and the outsourcing of American jobs. And today, our gross domestic product is largely a consumption type of a gross domestic product. We are big spenders, and I think in Mr. Chapman's write-up today, his midweek issue on the International Forecaster, he talks about a 72% of gross domestic product being supplied via consumption. So we're producing very few widgets, and with the downturn in real estate and the construction and the promise in the Bilderberg meeting in Istanbul that they were going to, they agreed to a $6 a gallon price for gasoline. In other words, the super elites know how vulnerable we are, and this is systematic. Your discussion, the Bilderberg meeting, and Chapman's, mm-hmm. the Federal Reserve knew exactly what they were doing, and this is to implement a one-world government. This is what this is about.
And that's not all, too, with legislation coming out of Congress. Do you want to hang on for a few minutes, Ernie?
Yes, I'd like to make a couple of
comments. Okay, we'll do that for the next 5 minutes into the new hour, and then we'll take our other calls. Stay with us right here on the program. I'm Rick Adams. With